Thank you. guitar, Bobby Anatovich. On the bass, Stuart Clayton. Okay, we played Sapphire, Many Man's Dream, Peter Gunn, followed by a track from the very first ELP album, actually, by Bartok. This one, that one was called Barbarian. Here's one by the great American composer Aaron Copland. This was from the Trilogy album we played. This one's called Hogan! Remember when we toured with that big orchestra, you remember that? I sure do. Anyway, the very first piece of that set was a piece by Prokofiev. It was on my side of that Works album. We'd like to play that for you now. It's a piece called Enemy God.
Thank you.
Joe was a great guy, big drinker Joe. I mean, as you can see, I'm built for speed, not comfort. Now, Joe, on the other hand, he's built to drink. And he can do some. He can put plenty down, let me tell you that. I mean, two red wines aren't anybody's. Steady. Anyway, I'm going to play it for you now. It's a piece called LA Nights.
Thank you.
play something a little different now. First of all, we're going to feature Paul on various tunes, and I'm sure you'll recognise them. Well, he hopes you do, and I definitely do. There you will. I'm not going to tell you what they are. I'm going to play a little bit of jazz in the middle, just for me, so I'll explain a little bit of that. Not too much, not too much. Paul doesn't like to play too long on the jazz section. That's what we've noticed. And then we're going to feature Stuart Clayton on bass. But first of all, give me a big round of applause for Paul Bielatovic on guitar.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
How about something from the first album? It's the first one I ever wrote with Keith. This is Tank. Do you remember that, right? Wasn't too good, was it? No, it's okay, right? I mean, I was there as well, so, you know, I'm to blame. But listen, there was one good track on it. There was one good track. Something that I wrote. And because I'm here tonight, you're going to get it. is a track called Bullfrog. There's always one album that you made that you're really, really proud of. And I've got a few, but there is one in particular which is still to this day I stand by, and I think it's just an absolute work of art. But I would, because I'm on it. It's a great album. It's called Brain Salad Surgery. But don't get excited, we don't play anything from that. No, just joking. Years ago, when we used to put the list together of what we were going to play on tour, I would always put this next track at the top of my list. And it was always very difficult. In fact, I don't ever recall playing in America. We might have done. I'm sure my friend Tony will be able to tell me if we ever did. But I know we played it in Europe a few times. It's a great piece of music. It's by, I believe he's an Argentinian composer, Ginastera. It's a great piece of music called Toccata.
Thank you.
have a problem with the amp. Can we get Joe up here? Joe? Joe? Yeah, on stage, baby. You have a problem with the amp. Could you come up? Just give us a second, guys.
Don't worry.
I said a story, okay. Do you want to hear me out with a story? No, no, be calm, be calm. Don't shout. I'm delicate, I'm old. No, don't you worry about that. So listen, this next track, we happen to have recorded it in the Bahamas. Now just check it out. The title itself tells you something's wrong. It's called, listen to me, Love Beach. Now, this is a pro band, Love Beach. Listen, I was to blame as well. I was there. I was on the beach. I mean, how can you make a prog album in the Bahamas? I mean, come on, tell me about it. How can you do it? You know what it was called? It's called Love Beach. Come on, Love Beach. Hey, listen, there was one good track on there. It was written for guitar, and I did not write it, unfortunately. I wish I did. No, Greg didn't write it. He wishes he could. It's a piece called Canaria. Now, this is a very sophisticated piece of music. So, whoa, slow down, son, slow down. It's like a clever piece of music. It's written specifically for guitar. And we recorded it in the studio and at Compass Point. And I walked in one day, I said to the guy there, a lovely guy, Rastafarian, could you play me the track? He played me the track, and the hi-hat track was missing. There was a drum set, I couldn't hear the hi-hat. I said, what have you done? Well, he was smoking this big spliff, it was quite obvious what he had. So we had to re-record it, and of course, I was kind of angry when I re-recorded it, and it was good, actually, because it came out, you know. And, no, I don't smoke the jamba anymore. Get to buy it. Hey, you can't look this good and smoke jamba, believe me.
Yes, you can.
The way I tell them, think about it, take your time, these are the jokes, right? Actually, we should have had some bouncers throwing people in tonight, shouldn't we? Yeah. Have we got any further? We have. So what do you think of these guys then? Yeah. I don't tell you, seriously, deep down, I'm so proud to be playing with, you know, young guys of this caliber. For me, it's absolutely fantastic. And in England, we've got a high standard of musicianship, and it's fabulous. Anyway, I'm not going to talk to you anymore, because I'm going to play, because that's what I am. I'm a drummer. I'm not a stander, I'm a drummer. I'm not doing too bad, though. Here we go. This piece called Canario. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
finish up, here's one I'm sure you know. Thanks for coming, it's been great playing for you. It's the first club I've ever played, the Marathon. Thanks again for coming. See you all soon.
Thank you. Is that the best drumming you've seen in a while, or what?
Yeah, well, I saw Stanton Moore the other week. So,
oh, how was that, bro?
He fucking rocks.
Fuck, I want to go to that.
But this is history, you know what I mean? Dude, I finally got John Moore to give me your fucking telephone number. Today, I got your wife, so. But it's a good thing, because they didn't even have a ticket for me at the door.
Oh, no kidding.
Fuckers, they forgot to call it in.
Well, thanks anyway. Thanks for trying.
I'm sorry about that. I fucked it up, kind of.
Come on, bro.
Woo!
Fucking guitar player.
Yeah, it says special guest in the ad, so I got here like 10.
It does?
Yeah.
I put Doors, Eggs, Show, and 9 special guest.
That's fucking bullshit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm fucking pissed about that. I missed an hour's worth of music.
Yeah, it was about an hour.
Huh?
This is the first film.
Yeah, he was in Canada. I think, yeah.
Yep.
Woo!
see you get to another gig and see what it's all about again. Okay, here's a piece by Carlo called Carmina Burana.
Thank you.
Jack?
He's signing. I'm gonna get my mic and I'll get the fuck out of here.
Oh, what'd you do to sign? Shit.
Okay, he's like autographing all the posters and shit that you buy. It's so, I'm like disappointed, like how the, like there was like no promotion for this or anything.
Oh, I know.
It's like, I don't even know that I would have even known if you didn't tell me, you know?
I just happened to look on his website. That's all. Happened to see that.
Well, I had checked the website right before that, right before he added this show, because he had all that Toad show's been announced for weeks.
Now, the Palmer site or the ELP site?
I guess it was probably his.
Probably his, yeah.
You know? And, and Polestar. Polestar was saying that, you know, it's like, here's, you know, 20 dates. And Toad's is the closest one. That's why I was like, hey, I'm going to Toad's to check it out if anybody wants to go. And so, like, until then, they hadn't announced this one. So, and it was, this only went on Polestar, like, a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
You know, from now, a couple of days ago. It was like, this is kind of ridiculous. So, but, yeah, I saw him, like, 4 years ago. I was like, this is fucking awesome. So.
Here's the guy. He's, you know what was awesome was he's using, like, these new Ludwig Vistalite drums. And, you know, they're completely transparent, so you can see, like, everything
he's everything
doing.
Yeah, everything he's doing.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. I noticed
sick.
That.
I watched his feed all night. I just, for the hour that I was here.
that sucks, though.
Every time.
I know. I saw you walk in. I was like, Jesus, he must have missed a half of the show.
I did.
Holy Christ.
Probably more, man. Probably more.
Well, let me know if you want to go to see another one.
Are you going to go to...
I'm not planning on it, but if you were like, hey, I'll go, then I'll go, you know?
What I, you know what I really like? I would love to see him do a master's class or like a clinic.
He does that in England.
Yeah, he doesn't really do it here.
I never heard of him doing it here. All right, I'm going to get going.
All right. Signed poster, $10.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm gonna learn much about that.
Is there mine? Well, I'm gonna get out of here.
Yeah, I'm
all right.
Want to try and get something signed?
I think you gotta buy something.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
I guess that's fine.
You done this way or that way?
I'm
this.
Here.
Yeah. Dope, good seeing you again.
Yeah, man.
All right, well, hey, see ya. All right, well,
yeah,
keep me in mind.
When is the, what else is coming up, man?
Around here?
Yeah, because, you know, my wife is at the point where she doesn't want to show me anymore, especially on weeknights. Nice, dude. I mean, so I don't, you know, I don't know what else is coming up.
Shit.
I got that Stanton Moore guy, that guy last week.
He
rocked.
I don't even know. I it's like I recognize that name, but I don't know who he is.
He played, he plays in a band called Galactic. That's it?
Just Galactic?
No, I mean, well, Galactic
I meant, like, not Galactic Cowboys?
Oh, no, yeah, right. Unfortunately. But, he just did the recent COC album.
Oh.
Did session work for that.
Where was that?